Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام عليكم dear listeners everyone out there everyone in the future and the past and the present welcome to the youth station we're here as always and we're going to drive the train today سلام عليكم sister Peter
سلام عليكم my dear brother and dear listeners I'm here
you know you could actually your name what does it mean
It means unique.
Unique, right?
Yeah.
In?
What?
In what language?
Persian.
In Persian. You know, you can actually use that in English. You can be like, listen, my name's Beta, and I'm the Beta version of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm going to get upgraded and upgraded
yeah,
and upgraded.
I have this idea that everybody's a unique individual in his or her own way.
Yeah.
We're different.
No, but like in English, that's even better, isn't it? Because when you say that's a beta version, it means the next version's going to be better. You know
nice
what I'm saying?
Nice one.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know. Not always.
So, what standardizes good and bad in your life?
You know what? First of all, I have to tell you that I believe that there are some things in this universe that are absolute good or absolute bad. For example, the existence of God is a kind of fact, a good fact that is absolute. You cannot just deny it. You know, you can deny it. But I believe that we are all human beings and human is to err. We make mistakes today. I don't know, in the past, in the future, every time.
Right.
No matter how perfect we are, no matter how good we try to be, always there are many mistakes that we make. So I think you are not the one who will decide what is good or bad. So you need some guidelines. And these guidelines, in my opinion, is actually the religion. I'm just not telling you that, okay, my brain is not that much mature to decide. Actually, I'm telling you that religion is a kind of area that will allow you to decide, will allow you to think, will allow you to elaborate things in a way that is useful, is practical in your life. Because, you know, human beings are like, okay, I'm going to go through something and I'm going to talk about this philosophically because I think I understand too much. So I think, for example, only understanding the self of human is not enough for me. I'm going to know that it is about eternity or something. And all of these questions that are so philosophical, and I think these questions are just wasting times. With all respect I have due to people who are thinking and researching in these questions, I'm just going to tell you that in real life, these are actually wasting time.
You said that you need religion to tell you what's right and what's wrong. You know, I think religion is far more than right and wrong. And this life is more than discovering what's right and wrong, right? As you said, if I spend the entire of my life just trying to find out what's right and what's wrong, then when am I doing what's right and when am I not doing what's wrong, right?
You're not going to discover all of the right things or all of the bad things.
Precisely.
Here, you know?
Yeah. So, your life is only limited. You're a limited human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find out everything.
Exactly.
Right. So life is not about finding out what's right and what's wrong. If I rephrase what you said, or maybe what I understood from what you said, is this, that religion is something that is going to take you, hold your hand, take you through growth, and get you where you're supposed to be. That's the point of religion. Take you, get you to the place that you're supposed to be.
You are the one who is step by step, you know, get there. Sometimes there are many ways. There isn't only one way that you have to go.
One way is religion and there are other ways.
There are many ways, you know, because you are, especially those people who are more intellectual, who are more smart and, you know, intelligent. And even sometimes this greed to be better than other people will make them think that they are better than any creature in this universe.
Okay, what's that got to do with our discussion?
Because when you think you're superior, you think you don't need God, you don't need religion. And I'm talking about this need that you have in yourself. And you try to ignore it because you want to be more powerful. You want to be something you are not. This is the point I want to tell you.
So you're basically telling me that I'm just weak. You're contradicting yourself. You know why? Because you're like, listen, religion's not going to take you there. You're the one who's going to get there all by yourself. It's you. It's all you. You go, guy, right? And then you're like, you're weak. You can't do anything by yourself. You're weak. You're pathetic.
You are that much powerful. You have this limitation of power to go through this road. Because God created you in this way. You have a fitrat. And something,
what's that?
I mean, a nature.
Okay, nature. Okay.
You have a nature or something that will help you to do some special things that is within your power. You know, but there are some things that aren't within your power. You cannot control them, like time, like many other things that makes you again weak towards complete thing like God.
Yeah, but like we started off talking about, look, we talked about right and wrong, right? We're talking about, do I need religion to realize what's right and wrong? Because right is right and wrong is wrong. Certain rights are right, they're universal. Certain wrongs are wrong, they're universal. Other rights and wrong might differ in cultures, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do I need religion to decipher between the two? The answer was, what you said was, fair enough. Islam, yeah, fair enough. But religion is going to show you right and wrong because your mind cannot fully comprehend what's right and wrong. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. But what I'm trying to get to is religion all about finding out what's right
no,
and wrong?
No, at all. At all. Okay. I'm not telling you that.
So why do I need
it
religion?
Is something like,
it's beyond right and wrong.
Yeah.
What is that thing that's beyond right and wrong?
I was reading an article. It was about, he was lecturing in the class, and once one of his shy students came to him and just telling him that one of his siblings was bullied by other people at school, and he just, I think, lost his eyes, his legs, and something like that. And it was so dramatic, I think. His mother was really heartbroken by this incident, that all of the psychologists and doctors told her that you cannot just go through the routine life that you had before again. And but there is a beautiful, interesting fact here that her mother was Muslim, and she was believing in afterlife, as all of the Muslims believe. And it was like, okay, she was hopeful about the thing that maybe her boy wasn't able to find justice in this world, but there is another world, that there is a God, there is another world that will answer this cruelty.
Okay.
And this hope helped her during times to go through the routine life she had, you know.
Right.
And this was like a magical thing for psychologists and doctors who just believed that,
like,
okay, everything is science. You know, they were like that, and they told her, okay, it's impossible to get better, but she did it. And this was so touching for me, myself, that a religion even could be this helpful in these matters, in these spiritual matters, because we are created by a God who just knows everything about our creation, knows everything about our emotional feelings, about our souls, or everything. And this knowledge, which is beyond our knowledge, will help us to find our way in this world.
Yeah, as I said in the beginning, the religion isn't just meant for this world, right? It's خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْبَقَى لَا لِلْفَنَى. We've been created to live on, not
only in this
perish,
world.
You know? Yeah, that is what life, religion is supposed to prepare you for. That's the place that religion is supposed to take you. Fair enough, as you said, you're supposed to walk the path yourself, but there has to be a path for you to walk.
Mm-hmm.
That path itself is religion. There is a way, there has to be a direction that we head towards to become those people whom Allah speaks to and says, Abdi, ati'ni aj'aluka mithli, you know, oh my servant, obey me and I'll make you like myself, you know, like, I'm generous, you'll be generous, I'm merciful, you'll be merciful, you know, I'm strong, you'll be strong. All these things that he has and he is, we are going to manifest those beauties, right? And we're going to carry on being those things after this world has perished. And we're going to carry on being those things after the world has perished.
Mm-hmm.
That is what religion is for, right?
Nice.
Not
one.
Only to realize that is right and that is wrong.
Let's go for a break then. We're going to come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, as you told me, I just understood that religion is something beyond what we thought, you know. It's something bigger. It's a vast area that it's like an ocean, I mean, that you will go there and there is no end in everything in religion. There are people just, they are like, okay, religion is like a prison and we're not going to go through this because we think that if we go through religion, we have to do something we just don't want to do in life.
You know, why
and,
you just
some prayings
think,
that
why
are
you
useless.
Think-
You know, they're like that.
Yeah, no, why you think that religion is a prison, you in the sense that someone, mm-hmm. whoever, might think that religion is a prison is because they've got a very surface approach, very...
Superficial, I mean,
yeah,
mindset.
Perspective of religion. If you see that you can't eat for 30 days or 29 days during the day, and you can't, you know... do certain things at certain times, you can't do this, that. All that is a prison, yeah, indeed. If you look at it from that perspective, it is a prison. That is why we learn the reason behind what we do, right? There's this beautiful hadith by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, there's states of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The heart goes forward and it goes backward, right? When it goes forward... it's self-explanatory what it means by going forward. I'll tell you how. When it goes forward, do whatever you can. For example, you pray the extra 2 units of prayer, 4 units, you read, I don't know, like 50 pages of the Quran, whatever you want. That feeling at that point, go, do whatever you want. You've got this spiritual phase, you're in this trance, whatever it is, do it. And then there's an idbar, right? That means that coming back of the heart. Don't force yourselves. If you're in that stage for years, it's okay. You understand? It's okay. Do not pressurize yourself into having the superficial or surface perspective or view of the religion. That either I can do that, go through all these things, or I can, live my life the way I want. No. When you do not want to do all of those things, don't feel pressured by your society, the environment you're in, with the people that you're with. No, carry on with the bare minimum of religion that's there. People think that religion is something that, I can't take a break from it. You understand?
Yeah.
No, it's not like that.
It's lifestyle.
You can actually take, quote unquote, a break,
mm-hmm.
which is what, get your life, go on with whatever you do daily. Remember that there's God. And there's a purpose in life that is God-centric. Your life is God-centric.
First of all, you have to understand that sometimes you have to change your perspective about religion. It's not a problem of religion that you think is like a prison. It's your problem. It's your mindset that will put some obstacles for you in this life that you think...
You're so harsh. You're actually very harsh. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, okay. I know that, but sometimes you have to be harsh to tell the... true things, the facts,
certainly.
And sometimes you have to change your perspective. And
it's all your fault.
Yeah. And religion is not a prison. Actually, it's a lifestyle. It's a beautiful path towards freedom. Be free. Because you are human.
Yeah, so that's where we got to. That there's something far beyond what we do every day in terms of actions. Actions does not really mean that you're religious. It means that if your life is God-centric, not your actions, that's what it is to be religious. With that thought, we're going to leave you to sleep over it and in the morning have your, spiritual awakening or whatever.
Dear listeners, that was all the time we had for today's discussion. I wish you all enjoyed it. I leave you in the warm embrace of God. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.